Thank you, Terry. Good morning. A $2 million expansion is going to take place at the Arcosa Wind Tower Manufacturing Plant on the northeast edge of Newton. Plant manager Terry Adisu says the wind tower market is changing and a customer's contracted them to build longer towers. To do that, the plant on the south side of North 19th Avenue East needs more manufacturing space. A 10-foot addition is going to be added to the north side of the building. But to create the extra space, the city needed to assign another 2 feet of right-of-way along the south side of North 19th Avenue East to that property. City Council unanimously did that last night, right after the plant manager explained how vital the ability to make longer towers was to the facility.
Right now, we employ about between 190 and 240 people, and this contract here is key for our survival.
Arcosa has told city staff they're ready to begin work on the building addition immediately. Mayor Mike Hansen acknowledged the demand for larger wind tower components that Arcosa and TPI are facing.
We also have another company here in our community that we're all aware of, and they have changed the sizing of their blades. As that market changes, we certainly encourage them to continue their operations here in our community.
TPI makes wind blades. The company's 13-year-old, 316,000-square-foot plant just northeast of Newton. The hackers who shut down Des Moines Area Community College's computer networks June 2nd, they're still negotiating with the college's insurance company. That is what NEMAC's president, Rob Denson, said yesterday. He also repeated that it does not appear any accounts were compromised.
Our insurance company is talking to the threat actor. We're not a part of that discussion at this point. They want to make sure that they don't tell us anything that we might share that could impact the status of any negotiations. But again, we've not seen anything or been told that they have anything that's of any real significance.
College president says it was a ransomware attack, but the EMAC did not pay a ransom. Experts have gone through 6,000 EMAC computers searching for malicious software, but he says none was found. DMAC, due to the security breach, canceled online classes June 3rd, wound up closing all campuses, including Newton's, on June 4th. In-person classes resumed 5 days later, but online classes didn't start back up until last week. 37-year-old Newton woman was given a 10-year prison term yesterday on a drug and child endangerment case from last year. Siobhan Nicole Foster pled guilty to neglect of a dependent person, child endangerment, and first offense possession of marijuana. She was sentenced yesterday by District Court Judge Terry Rickers. Judge Rickers gave Foster 10 years in prison and a $1,000 fine on the neglect charge, simultaneous 2 years in prison and a $625 fine for child endangerment, and another 6 months of simultaneous prison time and $315 fine for possession of marijuana. Search warrant was carried out at Foster's 505 West 16th Street North home on May 6 last year. Members of the Mid-Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force reported finding 5.6 grams of marijuana, 3.2 grams of meth, pills, a scale, and different sized baggies. Police report said Foster was in the house at the time of the search. So were her three children, two daughters and a son, who are now 17, 14, and 6. According to officers, Foster's oldest daughter said she would steal marijuana from her mother and smoke it. She also claimed her mother was aware that she was doing that. That is your KCLB News this hour. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy the rest of your morning.